It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
And a midweek Wednesday flashback brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company for all your truck needs. Well, a birthday flashback today. She turns 74. Happy birthday, Juice Newton. What an awesome name. 74 today. Born Judith K. Newton. She did legally change her name from Judy K. Newton to Juice in 1978. That had been her nickname since, like, a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
Keep
cool.
Thinking the juice is loose.
There it is. Well, no, that's
that
a different...
That would be sullied later.
Okay. But we go back to the year...
1981!
And we shuffle the deck with that big hit.
Hey, with the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, yeah, her breakout song. Exactly. And one more here. Da, 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 da. There we go. Queen of Hearts. 1981 big smash breakout hit for Juice Newton. It was written by a fellow named Hank DeVito. No relation to Danny. But Hank was the pedal steel guitarist for Emmylou Harris's backing group, the Hot Band, which in and of themselves is one of the best backup bands in all of country music history. But this song actually first was recorded by a Welsh fellow overseas, Dave Edmonds. Yeah, that was in 1979. Yeah, and it's peaked at number 11 in the UK, but Edmonds' record label was actually Led Zeppelin's Swan Song record label, refused to release the song as a single in the U.S. He was hoping, Dave, for an American hit and was very much not pleased when they held it back. No reason as to why, and even up until recently... Somebody did ask Dave Edmonds about it, and he said, I have no idea.
I bet Led Zeppelin
they shut me down.
Jealous.
Rodney Crowell actually was the first to cover the song on his 1980 album, But What Will the Neighbors Think? But he never released it as a single. Hank DeVito, by the way, played guitar on that. But it was Juice Newton who had been performing the song actually at her concerts live for over a year. She actually fought with her producers to include it on her album, appropriately named Juice. And the producer said, fine, but it ain't going to do anything. Oh, it did.
Mm.
And meanwhile, over there in the UK, probably hanging out with those Billy Bob's people, had to watch as Juice Newton marched up the charts just 2 years later. It did not hit number one, but it hit number two and was quickly, though, a big seller, certified gold in, like, no time. So there you go. She is 74 today. 1981's Juice Newton, Queen of Hearts.
Midnight.